Presidential candidate Donald Trump was very concerned about how their stories of alleged affairs would influence the 2016 presidential election. Interviewed Friday morning on ABC, Cohen said Mr. Trump both authorized the payments and knew they were wrong, and he added he gave loyalty to someone who does not deserve loyalty. Cohen this week was sentenced to 3 years in a federal prison on a number of charges, including his role in the hush money transfers. The president insists he never told Michael Cohen to break the law. Cohen is to begin serving a sentence in March. The U.S. Senate has issued a condemnation of American military aid to the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen's civil war. The measure draws a sharp distinction with President Trump's Saudi policy. AP's Warren Levinson has a report.
Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders says it's the first time the Senate has come together to exercise its authority under the 45-year-old War Powers Act.
The Senate is sick and tired of abdicating its responsibility, its constitutional responsibility, on matters of war.
Separately, the Senate voted unanimously for a resolution holding Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman responsible for the death of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a direct challenge to both the Saudis and the president, who says they are an ally the U.S. cannot afford to offend. I'm Warren Levinson.
Meanwhile, there is progress reported in Sweden, where the Yemeni government and the Houthi rebels have agreed to a ceasefire and a withdrawal of troops from the embattled Red Sea port city of Hodeida. A watchdog group says rebel Syrian fighters backed by the United States have taken control of a key town in the last pocket of Syrian territory controlled by the Islamic State. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said after a week of heavy fighting and airstrikes, the Syrian Democratic Forces were able to expel ISIS from Hajin, about 30 kilometers from Syria's border with Iraq. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, a Russian woman has pled guilty to acting as a Kremlin agent, working to build ties with conservative groups in the United States and infiltrate the Republican Party. AP correspondent Mike Balsamo reports that Maria Butina had been charged with being tied to Russian intelligence.
Butina was accused of gathering information on American officials and political organizations at the behest of a Russian official who had been sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department for his close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Prosecutors say Butina had worked to create back-channel communications using her ties with the NRA to get that information to the Russian official.
Butina faces up to 5 years imprisonment. She's scheduled to be sentenced in February. She could be deported to Russia after serving any prison time. Known the world over, the legendary American Grammy winner Nancy Wilson has died. She was 81 years old. Wilson died late Thursday after a long illness at her California home. She stopped touring in 2011. During her storied career, she referred to herself as a song stylist instead of a singer and had a distinctive way of styling a song to make it her own. Nancy Wilson, dead at 81. U.S. lawmakers have approved a resolution declaring Myanmar's military campaign against the country's Rohingya Muslim minority a genocide. The United Nations contends the military carried out mass killings and rapes with genocidal intent. British Prime Minister Theresa May is struggling to persuade European leaders to renegotiate Britain's deal to leave the European Union. A large majority in Parliament appears set to vote down the agreement if May doesn't secure further concessions. But the EU has so far rejected any substantial changes at a Brussels summit, which began Thursday. Despite all of this, the Prime Minister says she remains optimistic over the Brexit deal, while conceding she does not expect any immediate breakthrough. Two women accused of killing the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Kuala Lumpur appeared in court Friday on a procedural issue. The women, one Vietnamese, the other Indonesian, were apprehended by Malaysian authorities over the killing of Kim Jong-nam in Malaysia's busy Kuala Lumpur International Airport in February 2017. The annual Rolling Thunder motorcycle extravaganza through the streets of Washington to honor service members killed in action or taken prisoners of war will be ending its 32-year run. That'll happen next May on Memorial Day. Organizers cited escalating costs and a lack of cooperation from the Pentagon and city officials. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now, your host, Larry